And good morning, comics readers. Here we are at the Pittsburgh International Comics Festival. Oh, Pittsburgh Independent Comics Festival. Expo. PIX. How'd you come up with that name?
I didn't.
I'm just kidding. Oh, here we are with Bill Boyshell, founder of the Pittsburgh Independent Comics Expo. Is that correct? And it's a Sunday morning, hordes of people rushing to get their comic books. But in all seriousness, Bill, tell us a little bit about the setup here and what's going on.
Well, I mean, the cool thing about this, the first thing anyone knows coming here is the space itself. It's the top floor of a repurposed warehouse from the 19th century. It's a gigantic 17,000 square foot brick and wood beam facility with wood floors. And it's pretty amazing, and it really is striking. It's on the sixth floor, so we have striking views of the city of Pittsburgh in the north side from all different windows. You know, the one crazy downside of it is that there's no air conditioning, air circulation, or heating, so we can only run events here safely in April or October.
And you picked the perfect weekend.
Yes, so we were very fortunate with the weather. It's perfect. I mean, really, you know, we couldn't ask for more. And so, and then we walk in, and we have one full entire room with exhibitors' tables. We have 63 exhibitors' tables here, all 8-footers, and we're incredibly modestly priced. So the people, who, you know, the setup here was quite inexpensive. The admission is free.
How much were the tables? They were only $25, right?
Right, $25 for an 8-foot table and free admission. So we're really trying to, you know, this is our first ever, and so the whole idea was to make it as affordable as possible, to lower every possible barrier to attendance, both for the exhibitors and for the public. Because here in Pittsburgh, again, it's the first time we've ever run a show that focused solely on self-published, small-press, independently produced comics. This is the first one, and so we wanted to make it easy for people to come. And so far, you know, Saturday was, we met our expectations with attendance, and everybody seemed at least, you know, content with that. And some people were very excited. Some people, there was a lot of enthusiasm. And again, for the first time, it's a launch. So, I mean,
yeah.
We're.
Yeah, I thought for Pittsburgh, I was actually impressed with the turnout after noon or so, like, you know, which was totally expected. Then it was going to, not necessarily everyone's going to be here at 10 a.m., but after noon, there was a lot of people here.
Yeah, it was steady, and people were talking, and people were, you know, were buying, and there was a lot of, you know, again, a lot of people were being exposed to the art form in ways that they had never seen before.
Did you see people that don't necessarily come through the store, your store at Copacetic? Did you see new faces?
Yeah, absolutely. There are plenty of people. There's, you know, there's parents with kids, you know, yinzers, you know, people are just curiosity seekers, and of course, you know, hardcore comics fans. And, you know, there were people who were trying to make the transition from, you know, Marvel Comics and DC Comics. And we had a little bit, I mean, of that. We're here in a few kind of 80s back issues. Some people were buying Love and Rockets and Yummy Fur and Flaming Carrot. But by far, you know, the majority of the people were looking at the self-creator-owned stuff that was here on display.
Now, did you notice the stuff that you were selling? Because you're selling a lot of handmade stuff that you've gathered over the years at SPX and various other festivals, as well as, you know, a lot of your store's regular stock. Did you notice something different in the sales? Were you selling some small press stuff off of, from out of your store?
I have to admit, for myself, the percentages were pretty much across the board. We have a huge setup here, so we were selling handmade, self-published small press stuff that we had picked up at like SPX or directly from creators through Tony Shenton and things like that. We sold quite a bit of that. We're also the sort of de facto representative for Drawn and Quarterly, Fantagraphics, Top Shelf, because they're all at Ape, and so we have their product here, and we're selling that in decent quantities. And of course, then we're selling the special guests. We're selling, you know, the Kevin Huizenga, Jim Rugg, and then the Frank Santoro books. We're selling also, and so.
But we should note that there's no main quote unquote mainstream stuff on your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tables, except for my back issues, really.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. We don't have, you know, the exact mainstream for us is Fantagraphics and Drawn and Quarterly. You know, the other stuff here we have a. Is like small. I mean, Picture Box. We also have. We sold like the Gary Panter Picture Box was a big seller, and the new Monsters book that was the Fort Thunder that was done in cahoots with Picture Box. That was a popular seller, and then a lot of the handmade stuff like Chris Cornwell's. He did a special silkscreen print for PIX, and that was been a good seller also. And
some. Right. So I just wanted to point out that even what you're setting up that's not small press stuff here is still left of center, you know.
Yeah, there's actually, yeah, I mean, there's really literally the only Marvel comic for sale in the entire room, except for Frankie's, you know, back issues are like the Strange Tales that came out, and we have that because Kevin Huizenga and Frank Santoro both did Silver Surfer stories in it, and that's the, you know, literally the biggest mainstream thing we have is Fantagraphics.
You know? Right. So, so are you seeing, like, you know, okay, with those new faces that don't come through the store, are you, you know, like, you know, are people like looking at some of this material like, you know, it's brand new to them, and they, you know, like they're asking questions like, what is this? Like, you know, do you sense that at all? Like,
yes.
There's
yes, we definitely do. And the interesting thing, because these are people who are new to it, the price point is a sensitive thing, and that makes them actually more likely to buy the small press stuff, because some of it's $2 or $3 or $4, and they're more likely to buy that than a $20 Fantagraphics or Drawn Quarterly hardcover, because they don't know what that is either. And so that's good, because then it exposes them right directly to the small press self-published things. And we've also had a few super specials, like we're offering the America's Best Comics or Best American Comics that Linda Barry edited and Harvey Pekar edited for $10 instead of $25, to get people like, well, here's a good way to introduce yourself to a cornucopia of this kind of material and to figure it out for yourself. So we did sell quite a few of those.
Okay. And to wrap up, you know, Bill, you've been doing shows in this town since I was a wee lad. And, you know, the shows have definitely changed that you've done over the years. And, you know, I just think it's interesting that you're spearheading this program in this city, and you've watched the change. And do you think, you know, Pittsburgh is going to be able to support this kind of vision in the future? I mean, just, you know, from your gut, like, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, I definitely think it can support it up to, you know, up to a point. It's just like you have to aggressively promote this and educate the public and let them know that this is where the vital center is of the medium at this time, and people, you need to bring that message to them. And I think everybody that came here who was convinced, you know, who allowed themselves to be swayed to attend, was glad that they came, and then that'll build towards the future.
Oh, absolutely. So I think it's, you know, so far so good. Seems to be a success to me, and it seems great. I'm really happy for you, Bill.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and come to PIX next year in 2011, sometime in October.
You know, Frank Santoro, Comics Weekend, way back at you after these messages.